有人不大喜欢坐到前面来，因为恐怕讲员吃大蒜。
I think maybe some people don't want to sit up in the front because they're afraid of the speakers.
We
have had some garlic.
我向各位保证，每个主日我都不敢吃大蒜。
I give you my word that on Sundays I don't eat garlic.
今天这个日子，三月三号是一个特别的日子。
March 3rd, today is a special day.
在120年前的今天。
120 years ago today,
是1865年3月3号。
And that is 1865, March 3rd.
对美国来说是个重要的日子。
To this country, to the United States, was a special day.
我想我们都每天都在用钱了，这个美钞啊，我们每天用这个钱的时候，你看见那个钱上有一句话。
All of us spend money every day, but I don't know whether we have noticed there's something on the money.
那个钱上我们不晓有一句话 In God we trust 我们信靠神呢
And that is on the money we see In God we trust
无论是硬币啊还是法这个纸币都印着这句话
Whether it's the dollar bills the paper denominations or whether it's coins we all see that
诸位知道这是120年前的今天美国国会通过的一个法案
It was 120 years ago to the day that Congresspass this law.
当时在 Pennsylvania 那州有一个牧师叫做 Watkinson 这位牧师他提议要在钱币上印上这句话
At the time it was a minister in Pennsylvania he was the one that suggested that we ought to put this on the money
他的理由是说我们每天都会接触到钱
And his reason was that every day we spend money
但是用钱的时候不要忘记这是上帝的恩典
But when we are spending money let us not forget that it is the grace of God
每一次用钱的时候想到钱的来源是神的恩典
Let us not forget that money has come from God Money is the grace of God
所以我们要信靠神
Therefore we need to trust in God
因为信靠神我们用钱的时候才不会乱用
And because of the fact that we trust in God, we will not waste our money.
因为信靠神，我们用钱的时候才会懂得用，用得合适，用得合乎神的旨意。
And because we trust God, we know how to spend money. We know how to spend money in accordance to God's will.
这位宾州这位牧师，他为什么有想出这个观念来呢？
Why is it that this minister in Pennsylvania he thought about this?
他因为读到一段圣经。
Because he was reading a passage.
那段圣经给他带来很好的启示。
And that passage brought about this revelation.
我们来看看马太福音书第六章。
Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 6?
马太福音书第六章第一节开始。
Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 1.
他说你们要小心。不可将善事行在人的面前故意叫他们看见若是这样就不能得你们天父的赏赐了
Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven
第二节说所以你施舍的时候不可以在你前面吹号像那假冒为善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的故意要得人的荣耀我实在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐
Verse 2 So when you give to the needy do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and on the streets to be honored by men I tell you the truth they have received their award in full
第三节说你施舍的时候不要叫左手知道右手所做
Verse 3, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
第四节说,要叫你施舍的事行在暗中,你父在暗中查看,必然报答你。
Verse 4, so that your giving may be in secret, then your father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you.
请再看第五节你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善人爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告故意叫人看见我实在告诉你们他们已经得了他们的赏赐
Verse 5 But when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
第六节，您祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Verse 6, when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your father who is unseen. Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
你们祷告不可向外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了闭门垂听。
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道的。
Do not be like them, for your father knows what you need before you ask him.
最后我们再看16节到18节。
Verse 16 through
18. 16节说，你们进食的时候不可向那假冒为善的人。脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
16. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
第十七节，你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
17. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your father who is unseen, and your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
我们圣经读到这里。
This is all we will read from the Bible.
我们的主在世上的时候常常讲道。
Our Lord, when he was on earth, he preached a lot.
他讲的道有时候讲得很短，有时候讲得很长。
Sometimes his sermons were very short, sometimes quite long.
最短的道只有两句话。
And the shortest one recorded with only two sentences.
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And that is the kingdom of heaven is near, you ought to repent.
这是最短的一篇道。
This was the shortest message.
只有两句话。
Only two sentences.
但是有一篇最长的道。
But there was also one that was very long.
圣经用三章的篇幅来记载。
And in the Bible we find it recorded in three chapters.
就是马太福音五章、六章、七章。
And that is Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
我们通常叫做山上宝训，在山上一个宝贝的教训。
Usually we call that the Sermon on the Mount.
那么今天我们所读的这个马太六章啊，就是当年耶稣所讲的最长的一篇道中间的，我们把它摘要摘出来一部分。
And today what we are talking about, chapter 6, this is an extract of one of the longest messages that Christ gave on earth.
在这一个所读的经文里面，三次提到天父在暗中查看。
And in the passage we have just read, we noticed that it talks about it for three times that our Heavenly FatherWatches in secrecy.
那么天父查看什么东西呢?
And what is it that our Heavenly Father watches?
三件事情。
Three things.
一个就是施舍。
First of all, to give in charity.
第二就是祷告。
Secondly, and that is to pray.
第三就是禁食。
And thirdly, it talks about fasting.
这三件事情都是好事。
And all these three things are good things.
对每一个基督徒来说都是应当做的事情。
And to every Christian, it is something that we ought to be doing.
那现在的问题在哪里呢？就是天父注意看的不是坏的事情，是好的事情，他特别注意看。
So we know that our Heavenly Father watches over the good things, not so much the bad things.
你晓得我们做的坏的事谁在看呢？
Do you know who is watching the bad things that we do?
撒旦。
Satan.
魔鬼天天看我们所做的坏事。
Satan is watching over us.For the bad things.
你找到一个机会看到你做坏事，他马上就控告，他是昼夜控告我们的，什么鬼啊？
And whenever he finds something that we do that is bad, he accuses us.
他向谁控告呢？
And who does he accuse us?
向我们天上的父亲控告。
And he accuses us to our Heavenly Father.
说你看看你的儿女这个样子，败坏不像样，天父就丢脸。
And he says to our Heavenly Father, he said, look at your children, how bad they are.
因此我们的坏事是魔鬼在注意看，我们的好事呢，上帝在注意看。
Therefore we know that the devil, he watches over the bad things, and the good things our Heavenly Father watches.
坏的事情固然我们要避免不要做。
Of course we should try not to do the bad things.
好的事情要特别当心特别小心来做。
And the good things, let us do it carefully.
因为所谓好的事情一不小心啊，就会变成假冒为善。
The good things, if we don't do it carefully, we'll be doing it like a hypocrite.
因为人是看外面的行为，上帝是看内心的动机。
For we know that men look at the actions, outward actions, but only God watches our motives.
这三件事情神所注意的就是看看你到底是真心真意的还是假心假意的。
Three things that God is watching over us, watching our motives.
天父天天在查看我们这三件事情。
Our Heavenly Father daily, He's watching over us.
刚才我提到那位牧师叫 Watkinson, 这位牧师他主张他建议政府把钱币上写成 In God we trust, 这个意思在哪里呢？
Earlier I mentioned that Reverend Watkinson, he suggested to the government that we ought to coin and put on the coin and on the dollar bills, In God we trust.
他就是看到 这段经文都讲的父在暗中查看父在暗中查看父在暗中查讲了三遍这里。
And the reason is because he noticed that here the Bible is recorded that our Heavenly Father watches us in secrecy.
他说我们的施舍是要钱财是施舍用钱的时候父在看到底你是不是信靠神呢你是否信靠神。
When we spend our money, God is watching us whether we are depending on our God.
你在祷告的时候你是否信靠神
When we are praying, God is watching over us whether we are trusting God.
或者你是像假冒为善做给人看祷告给别人听的呢
Or whether we are praying for others to listen to.
你在进食的时候是不是把脸故意做得难看好像面有菜色这个样子、
When we are fasting, are we trying to let other people know? Are we trying to look bad so that people know that we are fasting?
你是否信靠神呢
Or are we trusting God?
我想这一节经文我们每天都在用钱每天用钱的时候手摸着钱币的时候同时要摸着信靠神这句真理。
I think when we are spending money, when we touch money, let us also be mindful of the fact that we ought to be trusting God.
我想美国直到今天还成为世界最富强的国家虽然有许多道德上的败坏可是上帝还怜悯他因为他们记住每一次用钱就摸着信靠神。
Today, even though we notice that this country has had a great decline in moral ethics, yet because of the founding fathers has had this concept when spending money, let us be mindful of the fact that we ought to trust God.
那么这三件好的事情啊，就分别等于说刚才我们唱的诗歌《兴旺爱》写在这《兴旺爱》，这是分别有关爱心、信心、盼望。
As we look at this passage, we can think about it in three things, and that is hope.That is faith and that is love. Also, we see it on the wall.
这个信望爱三者是基督徒的美德。
These are the three virtues that Christians ought to have.
我们在施舍的时候就表现爱心。
When we give, we manifest love.
我常常说，圣经讲，神就是爱，爱就是给。
The Bible says, God is love and love is to give.
假如我们不给的话就不足以表现真正的爱
If we do not give We cannot manifest love
虽然我们在给的时候不一定都有真的爱心可是一个真的爱心一定会给
Even though many times when we give We really do not have love Yet in true giving Or in true loving There is giving
所以他们西方人常讲一句话 We can give without loving But we can love without giving 就是你可以给而不爱不能够爱而不给。
Westerners say that we can give without love, but we cannot love without giving.
所以你看，在施舍的事情上，最容易表现就是爱，具体的爱，你爱就会给。
Therefore, a very concrete way of showing love is to give.
但是我们晓得，在给的时候，你是不是想信靠神来给？是不是靠着神来给？因为信神来给呢
？But in the course of giving, are we really entrusting in God in our giving?
因此主在教导我们一句话他说你施舍的时候不要叫左手知道右手所做的
Therefore the Bible teaches us that when we are giving let us not let our right hand know what our left hand is doing
这是什么意思呢
And what does that mean
这左手右手都是我的手，我怎么会不知道？我这手做当然就知道，为什么会不知道？
And what is the meaning of that?
那就是说犹太人那个 slang， 他一个术语，他说忘掉，我左手做了，右手就忘掉它。换句话说，我所行的善，施舍给人行善，立刻忘记，不要求 feedback， 不要求人回报。
That is a Jewish slang, and that is to forget what one has done. In other words, not expecting any payback. You know, give and then forget what you have done.
因为我们在行善的时候最容易偷窃上帝的荣耀。
When we give, when we do any good deed, it is very easy for us to steal from the glory of God.
这个人类学家研究人类的行为。
Anthropologists, when they study the behavior sciences, they know.
他们得出一个结论。
And they have come to the conclusion.
他所有人类基本上都是自私自利。
They say that all men are selfish.
那这种自私自利采取一种什么？一种诡诈的外衣，穿着一个诡诈的外衣来遮盖那个自私自利。
And therefore they are hypocritic in that they try to disguise their selfish motive.
还可以举几个例来证明。
And there are several examples.
两个弟兄在中学念书的两个弟兄俩回到家里。
There are two brothers, they study in high school, and when they go home,
肚子饿了，一回到家就打开冰箱来看。
When they are hungry, they open the fridge.
没有冰箱里就剩下两个苹果。
And there are two apples.
一个大一点，一个小一点。
One is bigger, the other smaller.
这个弟弟一看见苹果，扒下就把大的苹果抓走了。
And the younger brother right away gets the bigger one.
哥哥说：“你看，你看，你这么自私，你看，你看，拿这么大，拿自己这么自私，这个人。
”And the other brother
不应该自私，你不应该自私。
And the older brother said, "How come you're so selfish?"
好了，弟弟说：“那哥哥你怎么样？你自私不自私呢？”
And the younger brother said, "Are you selfish?"
哥哥，我当然不自私了。
I'm not selfish.
好，弟弟就把这个大苹果放回去了。好，你不自私，你现在拿哪一个？问他拿哪个。
The younger brother put it back and then said, "Okay, you have your choice."
这个说，我当然了，但是好勉强，我当然拿小的，就把小的拿去了。
So the older brother takes a smaller one.
好了，弟弟说，好了，现在你把小拿去，我只好拿大的了，我只好拿大的。
The younger brother said, "Well, since you have taken the smaller one, I have to end up taking the bigger one."
你要的是小的，给你小的，还说什么？没话说了啊。
Since you wanted a smaller one, that's what you got.
当这个哥哥骂弟弟自私的时候，就充分表明自己也是自私。
When the older brother was scolding the younger brother about being selfish, that manifests and that indicates that he himself is also selfish.
如果他不自私，他就不在乎小大，无所谓，拿大拿就好了。他不讲他自私，就证明我这本好书给你拿去了，还不是自私吗？
If he's not selfish, he wouldn't have minded it, and he would not have scolded his younger brother.
人的自私常常穿着一件诡诈的外衣来遮盖那个自私。
Many times the selfishness of men are in this disguise. They show themselves as very good.
有人到饭店里吃饭。
Someone went to a restaurant.
吃完了饭给小费。
And he tipped.
给他五块钱。
$5.
那个侍者那个 waiter 很好看。你给我五块钱啊。你简直是侮辱我。这怎么可给我这一点钱小费。
And the waiter said, "You're insulting me. It's so little a tip."
那么你怎么办呢？那时候你要多少呢？
The customer said, "What do you want?"
然后那个侍者说，那至少再给我五块。
Give me another $5.
The人说好了，我不敢，我对不起，我不敢再给你。
The customer said, "I cannot."
我不能因为吃一顿饭侮辱你两次，五块侮辱再侮辱是不两次吗？
The customer said, "I don't want to insult you twice."
你看这个自私的人呢，又用一种诡诈的方法，穿着外衣来遮盖那个自私。
So we see that in selfish people, they try to disguise themselves in righteousness.
有三个人都是很好的朋友。
There are 3 people, they're good friends.
有一个死掉了
，One died，
这两个人很难过，流着眼泪到殡仪馆去看他，最后去瞻仰遗容啊，去看那个死人。
And the two of them, they are very sad, and they went over to look at the body for the last time.
然后这一个人站在那儿看，哭啊哭啊，你已经走了，你走了怎么办呢？我得送个花圈给你啊。然后想想看，把这个支票拿出来，就签一张10块钱支票，一丢丢在棺材里，就代替花圈。
So this one guy, he went to the funeral home and he wanted to give some flowers, so he wrote a check. He said, "I'll just write a check for $10 and put it in the casket."
啊，我没有时间去买花圈了，就在拜金了哈。
I don't have time to go to the florist, so I'll just put in a check.
还有一个呢，在旁边看，哎，他也把支票抄出来了。
The other guy, he also took out a checkbook.
写这个20块。
He wrote down $20.
他说我也送你10块，然后把20块丢进去，把那张10块捡回来了。
And so he put.The $20 check in there, and he took $10 back.
你就晓得他赚了10块钱。
So he made.
丢进棺材了，盖上了，没人去支了，是不是？
Because nobody's going to cash the check, And yet he got $10.
自私的人常常用一种诡诈的方法来遮盖自己。
Selfish people many times use a very wicked way to hide themselves.
这些说起来都是善事。
And when we talk about it, it sounded like they are good deeds.
都是好事吗？那哥哥把这个小的拿让地拿大的，不是好的事儿？
And the older brother, he took the smaller one, let the younger brother have the bigger fruit.
哦，不敢给他多钱，免得多侮辱他，这不是善事吗？
The customer does not want to insult the waiter twice by not giving the second $5.
人死了要表示一种爱心啊，奉献给他的钱，不都是好事，都是善事，但是里面背后有多一种邪恶的一种背景在里面。
And third example that we talked about, the man, he gave some money instead of flowers. That sounded pretty good, but we know that all these are really selfishness in disguise.
因此圣经说人的良善如同早晨的雨露速散的甘露一样。
For that reason, the Bible says that the goodness of men, of all men, are like the dews in the morning.And they are like the clouds in the evenings, and they disappear so fast.
那个露露水啊，太阳一晒就干了，很快就发散掉，发挥掉。
We know that the morning dews evaporate very fast as soon as the sun comes out.
用这个来形容人的良善是恰到好处。
And using that as an analogy for the goodness of man is exactly right.
圣经说上帝是公义的太阳。
The Bible says that God is the righteous sun.
人的善像露一样，给太阳一照。就没有了。
And therefore, our goodness is like the morning dews, and when God's righteousness, like the sun, is shining upon it, the dews evaporate.
神是公义的，是真实的，是圣洁的。
God is righteous, God is just, and God is holy.
在他没有不义。
And in him, there's no unrighteousness.
在他没有虚假。
And in him, there's no pseudoness.
在他没有虚伪，也没有污秽。
And in him, there is no filthiness.
因此在神的光荣一照，人的所有良善都把本相都露出来了。
And for that reason, under the righteousness of God, man's righteousness disappears and shows himself nakedly before God.
因此圣经告诉我们说，人不能靠自己的良善来换取上帝的救恩。
For that reason, the Bible tells us that no one can exchange his own righteousness for the salvation of God.
因为人的良善分析到最后，那个动机都难免有自私的成分。
And for that reason, when we examine the goodness of man, we find there are some constituencies of selfishness.
那我们要真正行善怎么办呢？
And when we really want to do good, how do we do that?
只有一个方法。
And there's only one way.
把这位良善的上帝信到心中来，接受到心里面来。
And that is to accept God into our hearts.
是这位神在我们心里面不断的运行动工，使我们能活出善行来。
So that God can move in us, so that we can manifest God's goodness.
因为主耶稣在世上的时候，有一个少年官来问耶稣说，我应当如何行才能得到永生？
When Jesus was on earth, a young officer came to see him and asked, what must I do in order to be born again?
耶稣说，为什么称我是良善呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善。
And Jesus asked a young officer and said, "Why you call me good master? Aside from God Himself, there's no goodness."
可见良善是来自天上，人间是绝无仅有啊。
Therefore, we know that goodness comes from God, and on earth there isn't any goodness.
我们说绝无仅有，因为只有一位是耶稣基督，从天上来到人间，神来做人，所以他是良善的，此外没有良善。
And the only goodness is Jesus incarnated into man from God.
因此我们今天谈到施舍，谈到行善，就是把耶稣基督那个善行透过我们流露出来，活出来，这就叫做善行。
Today as we are talking about good deeds, talking about giving in chivalry, we are talking about manifesting God's goodness.
圣经里面翻译到这个周记的时候，它有个英文叫 to share what you have.就是分享你所有，我最欣赏这个翻译，分享所有就是周济，就是施舍。
The Bible talks about giving in charity and it says that is to share what you have.
你所有的是上帝的恩典。
What you have is the grace of God.
你把你所有的给人是分享这个恩典。
Giving what you have received from God is sharing your grace from God, your gift from God with someone else.
因此在施舍这件事情上善行上我们一点点的功劳都没有。
And for that reason, giving in charity, we have no merit at all.
这就是一个爱心具体的表现。
And this is a concrete and specific manifestation of love.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
The Bible said God is love.
那么既然把爱活出来就会给。
And since we want to manifest love, we have to give.
你看做母亲的人给儿女什么都愿意给，连性命都愿意给他。
And mothers, we know they give everything to their children, even their lives.
没有一个做母亲人会说舍不得不肯给的，除非那是孩子不应当有的，给了他反而不好，才会不给他。
No mother would hesitate to give anything to her child unless it is something that endangers her child.
因此我们看到这个第一个施舍这件事情天父在暗中看，我们应当施舍，需要常常天天施舍，但施舍的时候要信靠神，要归荣耀给神。
Therefore, from this passage, we know that we ought to daily, we ought to give, we ought to share, and as we do that, we need to entrust in God.
第二是祷告。
Secondly, we talk about praying.
祷告是我们基督徒的日常的功课。
Praying is a lesson that every Christian ought to learn.
一个正常的基督徒的生活
A normal Christian life
是开始于祷告，结束于祷告
Begins with prayer and also ends with prayer.
每天早上祷告以后才开始一天的生活
Every morning we begin our day with prayer.
到晚上睡觉以前再跪下来祷告，感谢主的保守带领，然后休息
At the end of each day we also pray to thank God for His guidance, for His grace, and then we rest.
但是有一件事很稀奇
But there's something that is amazing.
世界上有许多宗教
In this world there are many religions
你晓得哪一个宗教祷告最少
Do you know if there is any religion that prays the least?
基督教
And that is Christianity
你看佛教他们没有什么经典他也念不懂他就祷告祷告求啊求求一天到晚求回教也是这样的那他们都在祷告啊就是基督教不祷告这奇奇的
The Buddhists, the Muslims, they all pray a lot yet Christians pray very little
我再说一遍所有宗教中间基督教祷告的最少
Of all the religions in the world, the Christians are the ones that pray the least.
所有基督教的各宗各派中间
And among all the Protestant denominations,
你晓得什么哪一派祷告最少
Do you know which one prays the least?
就是我们基督之家晓得吧
And that is the home of Christ.
就是福音派
And that is, we call it the fundamentalists.
不我们认为基要派最好的你说祷告最少
We call ourselves the fundamentalists, yet we pray the least.
你说我们瞧不起灵恩派是不应该的灵恩派祷告最多一天到晚祷告祷告就是祷告
So many times we look down on these charismatic movements, we say they pray so much.
这是一个非常反常的现象
We know that this is really something that is quite abnormal.
你可以不认识字不会读经但是你不能说我没有舌头我不会祷告
Maybe you're illiterate, you cannot read, you don't read the Bible, yet you cannot say that you don't have a tongue and you cannot pray.
只要是个基督徒他都应该会祷告
May every Christian, as long as he is a Christian, he prays.
但是祷告的时候不是那样的像圣经描写站在十字路口哇啦哇啦祷告一大套给人家听那不是祷告
But when we pray, let us not be like the hypocrites. Let us not stand at the street corners and pray to indicate to other people how good we are.
那你是在演讲给人听的
We are giving a speech.
原谅我讲到自己啊
Forgive me for sharing with you about myself.
现在发现35年前我刚蒙恩得救
35 years ago when I was first saved.
我在一个聚会所会所里面到聚会
I was in a meeting in a church.
那个聚会里面的这个圣餐礼拜大家都要开口祷告
It was a holy communion and everyone was praying
我刚蒙恩德就看大家都开口祷告我也很羡慕啊
At the time I noticed everyone was praying and I wanted to pray also
他又没有胆量开口他祷告的不属灵人听也不好听啊
But I didn't think I knew how to pray I did not have enough courage to pray
后来我就赶快自己写一张祷告词
So I wrote a script
拼命背那边祷告词
And I memorized the script
抓在手上啊
，and I had in my hand，
会参加这个圣餐礼拜。
And the next time I went to the Holy Communion，
那人家都到开口祷告。
And as everyone was beginning to pray，
我也想开口祷告。
I also wanted to pray。
背我那个演讲词了。
I memorized the speech that I prepared。
紧张忘记了。
And because I was nervous, I forgot。
那又不能不祷告啊，我想不祷告。
I had to pray。
就拿着稿子念。
I wanted to be spiritual, so I took out。The script and I read it.
我想反正大家眼都闭着看不见我嘛。
And I thought as long as everybody had his eyes closed, no one would notice.
我就抑扬顿挫在那念这个稿子。
And I really recited it very well.
散会一位长老过来给我交通了。
And later on, an elder came to me, and he talked to me.
他弟兄，你今天干？你今天搞什么到底？我看你不像祷告吧。
He said, I think you were not praying.
你正在表演，你正在真的用就是 show off， 你在表演，你在这在跟什么？你在跟人说话，你说给人听的，你拿去说给上帝听啊。
He said, you were acting, you were showing off, you were reciting for men to hear you.
他说你到底有多少成分，上帝都知道。
God knows how you prayed.
你属灵的成分有多少，上帝都知道。
Really, what is your spiritual content? God knows.
你怎么能瞒得过神呢？
You cannot cheat God.
你所做的都是假冒为善，都是做个人听，讲个人听，叫人家称赞你。
All the things that you are doing are hypocritic. You want to earn people's praise.
我到现在想起来，我还感谢这位长老用爱心说实话。
And to this day, as I think of this episode, I thank this elder for telling me the truth in love.
那句话等于当头一棒把我打醒过来。
When he said that, it was like a blow on the head, and right away, I woke up.
所以主说，你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你暗中的父。
Therefore, the Bible says when we pray, we need to go into the inner room and close the doors and pray to our Heavenly Father in secrecy.
那不仅是到你的书房里面，小房间里关起来，不仅是物质的房，更要紧是灵性的房间，就是你把它心房关闭，把世界整个世界关在外面，把你和主关在里面。
It is not merely talking about a room, a study, a little closet, closing that door, but it is more than that, saying that we ought to close the door of our hearts, and we try to separate the world from ourselves, do not think about the worldly things, and then pray in secrecy.
你所祷告的是真的祷告，真心的祷告，跟主耶稣祷告，千万人在那里你都不管他，你只跟主两个人面对面在祷告，真的祷告。
But when you're praying to our Heavenly Father, even though there might be thousands of people around you, you are praying in privacy to God.
可惜我们平常在平常的顺利的环境中间很难听到真心的祷告，只有在危险患难中你偶然听到一些真的祷告。
Unfortunately, so many times when we hear a prayer, these are not really true heartfelt prayers. Only in emergencies, in dangers, in crises do we hear such prayers.
我们都知道两个礼拜前台湾一架飞机飞到这儿，几乎出事有惊无险的，感谢上帝保守。
Two weeks ago, we know about the 747 from Taiwan almost had a disaster, and yet we thank God that it finally landed.
我听说苏弟兄有两个亲戚是在这个在飞机上。
I heard that Brother Chu had two relatives on that same plane.
我听到一个 Berkeley 那边一位教会的弟兄告诉他有一个，他们那边有两个人在，也在两个人在上面，一个基督徒，一个非基督徒都在飞机上。
A brother in Berkeley, he also told me that he knew two people that were on the plane. One was a Christian, one was not.
哎呦，他那个两分钟从直冲下来说话，哇，整个飞机像地狱一样，他说。
And in the several minutes when the plane was experiencing a free fall, everyone, you know, knew what was going to happen.
先是惊慌失措，大叫大喊。
There were screamings and there were yellings.
然后就听见祷告了。
And then they heard prayers.
个人祷告他自己的神。
And everyone was praying to his own God.
这一个弟兄 Berkeley, 他说他是基督徒，赶快主啊，主啊，救我啊。
And this brother in Berkeley, he prayed, he said, Lord, save me.
旁边那个人他是拜菩萨的。
And then there was, sitting next to him was a Buddhist.
对，那个时候啊，他放弃菩萨了，他说菩萨不灵了，我祷告的还是不平安了，你替我祷告，叫这个基督徒替他祷告。
And at that time, he felt no peace in his heart, so he talked to a brother from Berkeley, and he said, pray for me, I'm giving up my Buddhist God, my Buddha.
这个基督徒很有智慧，抓住机会说，你现在就信主，我们就是死了又复活，不要紧，死了又复活。
And this brother right away, he took advantage of the opportunity, and he said, commit yourself to the Lord, accept Jesus Christ, and even if we do have an accident, we will be resurrected.
他没有告诉我结果如何，这个见证。
He did not share with me about the result of this.
我是巴不得这个人也能够信主了哈。
And I'm hoping that this man really made that decision for God.
但是根据我自己一个经验
，But my own personal experience，
大概现在快二十年前
，About 20 years ago，
台湾有一架飞机掉下来。
In Taiwan there was a plane that had an accident。
在台中的附近摔下来。
This was in Taichung。
那个时候有一个马来西亚的侨叫陆运涛，比如你们认识不认识？陆运涛先生在那边掉下来摔死了。
And a Chinese from Malaysia by the name Lu Yun Tao, he was on that plane.
Lu Yun Tao 就是香港国泰公司国泰电影公司的老板大老板，他这就摔下摔死了。
And he was in the movie business.
那个时候我就很奇妙，那个事情发生之后的第三天
，Three days after that accident，
我从台北飞到花莲。
I went from Taipei to 花莲。
因为花莲要去讲道了。
And I went there to preach.
那个那时候还是螺旋桨，要飞45分钟的台北到花莲。
And that time we were flying in a propelled plane, and it took about 40 minutes to get there.
等到我一上飞机啊。
And as soon as I got on the plane.
那是出事之后的第三天呢。
It was three days after that accident.
整个飞机只有两个人。
There were only two people on the plane.
我上去一看，那边坐一个朋友，坐在一个旅客坐在那里。
So there were just two passengers.
然后这空中小姐起飞就说：“哎呀，两位先生，我真是，哎呀，你佩服你们很有勇气。”
And the stewardess said that I really admire your courage.
然后那个先生就过来了，就给我在聊天了。两个人呢，一个飞机专机嘛，我们两个人在聊天。
So、passenger came and joined me.
他说：“你是干什么的
？”And he said, "What do you do?"
我说：“我是传耶稣的。
”I said, "I'm a preacher."
啊，他问你干什么的
？And I said, "What do you do?"
他说：“我做买卖的。
”He said, "I'm in business."
我说：“你去干什么的
？”I said, What kind of business?
我要赶到花莲去签一个合约，几十万美金啊，这得冒这个险呐 得去的。
He said I have to go to Hualien to sign a contract, and it's a big business, therefore I have to take this risk.
他也懂得英文，还讲就 no risk, no profit 来一句。
And he knew English. He said no risk, no profit.
然后呢，他问我你干什么？我说我传耶稣的。
He said what do you do? I said I preach about Jesus.
那你这个传教的，你何必这么紧张干什么？你坐火车去不挺好吗？你何必冒这个险干什么呢？说冒这个险干什么
？And he said, well, since you're a preacher, why are you taking this risk? Why don't you just take the train?
我说我去传道啊，比那个几十万美金还重要。
I said I want to go preach, and this is more important to me than your business.
我的主在世上是要救一个灵魂，牺牲两千条猪啊。
I said, when Jesus Christ was on earth, in order to save one soul, he sacrificed 2,000 pigs.
我说这个我去抢救灵魂呐、啊，比这个什么几十万美金要重要多了。
I said, therefore, my business is more important to me than your business.
他还不能接受我这个价值观念。
He could not accept my value system.
好了，我到了花莲，过了五天又回来了，从花莲飞台北。
Five days later, I flew back to Taipei.
这一上飞机啊，哎，一看，打厉害，已经有十几二十个人坐这个飞机了啊。
And there were quite a lot of people on that plane.
就是时间会冲淡一切啊，时间是很厉害的东西。
So we know that because of time, many people have decided to take the plane.
结果一上飞机啊，坐在我旁边有一位先生。
And there was someone sitting next to me.
好像拿一本这个英文的小说在看，小小本的在看啊。
He had a little English novel.
我跟他招呼，他也不理我那样。
And I tried to talk to him. He disregarded me.
好了，四十五分钟飞了，飞在空中。
So we're flying for about 45 minutes.
一到了台北上空。
When we got to Taipei.
云层太厚。
And the overcast.
就下不来了。
Prevented us from landing.
就在台北上空拼命转。
And therefore, we were just circling over the Taipei city.
转了十分钟，一看时间过了，怎么搞还不下来呢
？So we were having a delay, and it was about 10 minutes late.
啊，开始紧张了。
Everyone was getting nervous.
你就问那个空中小姐怎么样啊？怎么还不下来啊
？Asking the stewardess what was happening.
哎，没关系，叫没关系。
Don't worry.
又转十分钟还不能下来。
Another 10 minutes, we still could not land.
我现在看那个空中小姐一边讲没关系，一边脸都发白，她自个儿也怕。
Notice that even though the stewardess was telling us not to worry, but she was turning pale.
哦，现在妙了。我旅行的时候是带本小本的圣经在手上看。
I always have a little Bible to read when I travel.
现在我旁边这位先生看见我在看圣经了。
And this passenger sitting next to me, he noticed that I was studying the Bible.
我有时候小时候不看了，碰到我说，哎，你赶快祷告啊，赶快祷告。
And right away he decided not to read his novel and he asked me to pray.
哎，我就装糊涂，我祷告什么事啊？
And I pretended I did not know that he was nervous. I said, what do you want me to pray about?
你还不知道啊，现在已经20分钟了，转了不下来了，不能下来，你还不知道。
He said, haven't you noticed that we have been delayed for 20 minutes in the air and we are still not landed?
我说好，我可以祷告，我跟你一同祷告好不好？
I said, well, okay, let's pray together.
那我不会祷告。
I said, I don't know how to pray.
我说你不会，我祷告，你说阿门就可以了吧。
I said, I can pray and then you can say amen.
他什么叫做阿门呢？
He said, what is amen?
这阿门也很难解释，什么叫做诚心所愿，人还是听不懂，什么叫诚心所愿。
And amen is really pretty hard to explain to a non-Christian.
我说阿门就是说我说了你同意，说对，是的，好，就这个意思。
And I said, for you to say amen or amen,means that you agree to the things that I've been praying about.
那他说说 OK 可以不可以啊？
He said, can I say OK?
我说 OK 就 OK 吧，也可以啊。
I said OK is OK.
那就开始祷告了。
So we started to pray.
我说主啊，我感谢你。
I said, Lord, I thank thee.
虽然现在看见很危险。
Even though it looks like we are in danger.
我说我里面有平安。
I have peace in my heart.
我说我不是现在才开始祷告，主你知道啊。
It's not that I've just begun to pray, you know.
我上飞机之前在那个飞机场呢，大家送我的人很多替我祷告了啊。
In fact, before I left Hualien, many people who came to the airport to see me off, we had already prayed.
我说我知道你与我同在，所以我有平安。
Therefore, I know that thou art with me, and I have peace.
我这样讲呢，他都不没删，他也不讲，因为是讲到我，他跟他没关系，他都不说，也不说阿门。
And I was saying all these things, he kept pretty quiet because these were all things that concerned me only.
后来我说，现在主啊，这位先生啊，他害怕。
I said, now, Lord, this.Man that's sitting next to me, he is in fear.
我一讲完，他 OK, 他 OK.
And then he said OK.
他是 OK, 他是害怕的。
And he was afraid.
我说主啊，求你把你的平安赐给他。
I said, Lord, please give peace to this man.
我一讲对了 ，OK, OK, 连续 OK 两下。
And he said OK, OK.
他实在太需要平安了。
He was really afraid. He really needed peace.
我心想，这个时候不抓住机会传福音，还有什么机会？没有机会了。
And I thought about it. I said, this is a good opportunity for me to preach the gospel.
我说啊，圣经告诉主啊，圣经说的，恶人就没有平安。
And I said, the Bible says that the wicked shall have no peace.
我听完，听他有没有反应？他没有反应，他不反应。
And he did not say OK.
那怎么办？我想这个人还不晓得什么叫恶人呢啊。
So maybe he did not know that he was a wicked man.
我说主啊，我们都知道，我们世界上人人都是恶人，没有一个好人。
And I said, Lord, thou has taught us that everyone in this world is a wicked man.
我在听听他的反应啊。
And I listened to him.
啊，勉强 ，OK， 来一个勉强。
And then he reluctantly he said, OK.
但是我们也去开玩笑，在神面前神不跟你开玩笑，你承认是罪人就是罪人了。
And God, of course.Knows us very earnestly, and he knows that we have confessed our sins.
主啊，求你用宝血洗净他的罪。
And as the Lord, please cleanse him with our precious blood.
他又不懂了，什么叫宝血洗？他又不懂。
And he did not understand precious blood.
我就停下来给他讲了。
Then I stopped and I explained it to him.
我说你要承认。
I said you have to confess.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
是的，你现在赶快祷告了。
He said yes, yes.
他就
要不
没关系，好像祷告要紧。
This is irrelevant. Let us.
我说你要不认罪，祷告也没用啊。
I said unless you confess your sin, there's no point to this prayer.
好吧，认罪。
He said okay, I'll confess my sin.
我说宝血能耶稣在十字架钉了血，是为救着你，救着我。你要相信宝血，知道吗？
I said, Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross for our sins, for your sin and my sin, and therefore you need to believe in his precious blood. Don't you know that?
知道。
And he said, yes, I know.
赶快祷告。
Hurry up and pray.
感谢主。正在祷告，我们祷告刚祷告完，我说奉主耶稣基督的名啊，我说阿门。
Thank God at that moment when we were praying, and I said, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
最后我听见他，他也不说 OK, 他也阿门，他也说阿门。
And then I heard that he did not say OK, he said amen.
刚说完没多久，听见嘣嘣两个声音。
No longer have we said amen. I heard that the wheels, the landing wheels, the landing gears were touching the airport.
那时候就已经 landing 已经下来了，轮胎已经着陆了哈，已经着陆了。
I heard that the landing gears have really touched the airport landing strip.
一下传机啊，鼓掌欢，哎呀，替那个pilot鼓掌，不得了啊，太好了。
And as soon as the plane landed, everyone was applauding for the pilot for having done such a great job.
这位朋友怎么样了？哎呀，听见好。飞机还没停稳了，哎呀，他就伸个懒腰，累得不得了样子，赶快伸个懒腰啊。
And even though that we had not come to a complete stop, this man, he got up and he stretched himself as if he was very tired.
等到飞机一停下来，马上上面一拿了行李就跑了，连给我打招呼都不打，那么现实，你感觉。
And as soon as the plane stopped, he right away got his luggage and he left. He did not even say goodbye to me.
我不知道这个人到底得救没有。
I don't know whether this man was truly saved or not.
但是我从这个经验中间认识一个真理。
But from this experience, I have come to know the truth.
人只有在危险患难中才认识自己的无能，才晓得需要神的帮助。
And that is only when a man is in danger, he recognizes his own inability and knows his need for the help of God.
但是等到人得到帮助之后呢，常常一丢，耶和华是谁呀？我也不认识你了，算了，拜拜，走掉了。
But when man, after he is out of danger, he says bye-bye, and he forgets God.
人就是这么现实。
And that's how practical, that's how we are.
我们感谢主，我们的上帝不是现实的上帝。
But I thank God that our God is not like that.
我母亲常常告诉我。
My mother has told me many times.
因为她劝我信，我就老是拒绝她。
Because many times she has prayed for me to believe in Christ, and I have rejected her.
她说拜佛的人呢、啊。平时不烧香啊，临时抱佛脚，佛也不理你。
He said the Buddhists, they never burn the incense before the Buddha, and yet when they're in danger, they go and they grab a hold of the Buddha's feet, and even Buddha will refuse to answer their prayers.
但是耶稣不是像菩萨一样。
But Jesus is not like the Buddha.
你平常怎么样反对他、拒绝他、亵渎他，甚至怎么样对付他，你只要需要他，主啊救我，他照样救你。上帝不是那么现实的，感谢主。
Thank God that no matter how you have been turning away from God, you've been departing from Him, and yet when in time of need, in time of crisis, when you pray to God, Jesus Christ will answer your prayers.
要紧就一个字，就是信。你祷告必须相信主会听你祷告。
And there's only one thing that is awfully important, and that is when you pray, you must believe.
如果存着不信的恶心来祷告，等于亵渎神。
And if you're praying in disbelief,
那不如不要祷告。
Then you are having no respect for God, and it is better that you don't pray at all.
就得带着全备的信心来求。
Therefore, as long as we pray, we must have faith.
但是如果求有时候求一个艰难的事情、大的事情，一下得不着怎么办
？If we are praying for something that we do not have great enough faith, what can we do?
禁食就是最好的方法。
Then fasting is the best thing.
禁食是给我们带来一个盼望。
Fasting brings about to us hope.
这个禁食是个很重要的一门功课。
Fasting is a very important lesson for us to learn.
当耶稣在地上的时候
，When Jesus was on earth,
有些人被鬼附在身上。
There were some people that were occupied by Satan, by ghosts.
那么耶稣的门徒去祷告不灵，没有这个狗鬼不出来。
And the disciples of Jesus, they prayed and tried to cast away the devils, yet the devil refused to come out of these people.
后来耶稣来了，把这鬼赶走。
And Jesus came and he cast away the devils.
是门徒问他说，为什么我们赶不走，你赶得走？
And the disciples were asking Jesus, and they said, Master, why is it that we cannot cast away these evil spirits, and yet you have done that?
主说，这一类的鬼，若不禁食祷告，他就不出来。
And Jesus said,For this type of evil spirits, unless that you have fast, these evil spirits will not leave.
我们的主是常常祷、常常禁食的一位。
And our Lord is one who has fasted quite a bit when he was on earth.
他为了接受那个试探，四十昼夜都没有吃饭。
And in order to receive the temptations for 40 days and nights, he did not eat.
这个禁食的重要在哪里呢？
And what is the essence? What is the importance of fasting?
当我们不吃饭的时候，肉体就软弱。
When we do not pray, we become weaker. Our body become weaker.
当肉体软弱的时候呢，灵性就相对的就增强。
And when our physical bodies become weaker, our spiritual become stronger.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
This is a very amazing thing.
我们有时候吃得太饱了啊，让肉质这个物质方面享受太多了。
So many times when we pray and when we eat, we have eaten so much, we have enjoyed so much materially.
结果灵性就低沉。
And we have found our spiritual life has descended.
有一句话是相当真理，就是说这个属世的富足啊，常常带来属灵的贫穷。
But there's something that is quite true, and that is the abundance that we have in the world many times bring about the poverty in spiritual things.
那也不是说每个人都要做乞丐、做叫花子。
I'm not saying that everyone ought to become a beggar.
但是说不要去追求那些属世的富足，神给我们的感谢主。神给我们多也要少也要增也好减也好无所谓不要去追求属世的富足
But let us not pursue after the worldly riches Whatever God gives us poverty That's fine If God gives us riches That is fine
常常过一个禁食祷告的生活灵性自然会增长
Let us lead a prayerful life A life that we frequently fast And gradually our spiritual lives will increase and improve
很亏欠的也很惭愧的我个人不太常常进食。
I'm sorry to say that I don't fast too much.
因为我这个胃不大好。
Because my stomach isn't good.
如果早上不吃东西，不会讲道。
If I don't eat anything, I cannot preach.
不过最近我也常常进食。
But recently I've been fasting also.
因为寇师母不在家。
Because Mrs. Ko is not at home.
寇师母不在，我想一个人搞这个到厨房里看看就麻烦，所以一天吃一餐两餐最多好了，不必餐餐都在麻烦了啊，就进食了。
And because it's much trouble to fix something for myself, so I have skipped some meals.
多感谢主，这不是真正的进食。
But that's really not fasting.
做饭麻烦的进食，这不是真的进食。
That is just skipping meals. It is different from fasting.
我们在正常的生活中间
，in a normal life,
应当常常施舍。
We need to give.
就表现爱心最好的方法。
And that is the best way to indicate our love.
常常祷告。
We need to pray.
不住的祷告。
We need to pray ceaselessly, seasonally.
越祷告增加信心。
Because prayers increase our faith.
必要时候进食。
And when necessary, also fast.
能够增强我们的盼望。
And that can increase and steady our hope.
信望爱三者齐头并进。
And therefore we know that faith, hope, and love, they will all progress at the same time.
我们就能够保证常常过一个得胜的生活。
And then we can lead a victorious life.
我们祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为知道你是常常查看我们的神。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for we know that thou watches over us in secrecy.
你在特别是善事上注意我们。
Especially in the goodness thou watches.
免得我们假冒为善。
So that we will not fall into hypocrisy.
教导我们怎么样在信心、爱心、盼望上都有学习。
Teach us how to learn in love, in hope, and in faith.
好让我们真正能够常常做出讨你喜悦的事情。
That we may often do things that find pleasure in thy sight.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
谢谢寇建中和 Peter。 下面是报告时间，我们按照惯例，首先我还是第一次介绍，首先来介绍第一次到我们中间来的弟兄姐妹们或者是慕道的朋友。首先看这边有哪一位第一次来的，请您站起来介绍一下，有没有？后面有没有哪位第一次来的？没有。那这边有哪一位第一次进？方先生，欢迎你，请你以后有机会常来。还有哪一位？这是我的舅舅，唱，他的姓很特别，畅快的唱。张姊妹，好，欢迎你，谢谢。还有没有哪一位？请。贵姓？黎万令哦，哇，好，欢迎你，请坐。黎万令。还有哪一位？楼上有没有？没有。我们感谢主，特别带领寇师母回台湾两个礼拜回来，我们真是高兴他与我们在我们在一起。还有江伯母的手术也康复了，我们特别为他高兴，感谢神带领。在这个报告事项第二项，我们上月同盟会的会议决定成立一个宣道组，就是宣道是注意海外或者是哪里有需要的拆船的工作，加强这件工作。我们决定是在我们所有的例行的奉献中间拿出20%来做这宣道基金。现在是请 寇少云弟兄和曲协和弟兄两位弟兄来负责这个拆船的工作，请各位弟兄姐妹特别为这件事情代祷，和支援和赞助这件事。第三项就是我们青年团契长青团契在昨天星期六上午10点开了第一次的聚会，有夏邦珍弟兄夫妇来负责，也冯弟兄夫妇来协助这件事，感谢神恩典，希望也为这件事代祷。我想请我们是决定是50岁以上的弟兄姐妹们都可以参加长青团契，假如打算要参加的，请跟那个夏弟兄夫妇和冯弟兄夫妇，请这两对夫妇站起来，我们大家认识一下啊。这是夏邦珍弟兄夫妇啊，还有冯珍威弟兄夫妇的，冯姊妹可能在后边。好，对，继续为同声团契这个布道会在22号，请为他们代祷，并为他的讲员李牧师代祷。我们现在这个现在旧的通讯录啊，已经有1年多了，有很多改变，有很多新的。现在 L 的堂在整理所有的通讯录，请弟兄姐妹们呢去看看通讯录的草稿。假如你的地址或者什么有变更的话，请和唐弟兄来联络。L 可以在外边啊。Eric， 可能我想各位弟兄姐妹都认识他啊。下面是上个主日因为有特别的原因，这个造就班停了一次。这个周下星期六还是同样的时间，下午2点，在这个本堂举行，楼上有请寇监督来主持这个造就会。我们这次是研讨分享这个但以理书，请各位阅读心得。那么假如有愿意参加的，请星期六下午2点来，任何人都欢迎你参加这个造就班。在3月份，北区和南区的查经祷告的地点都有改变。在北区是每个星期四的下午7点半在杨老姊妹家里头和杨姊妹家，这个地点和电话都在这里。杨姊妹来了是吧？杨姊妹请站起来一下，有没有来？没有来。那南区这里是在张秋远的夫妇弟兄府上，地点就张弟兄有没有在？张姊妹啊，在张姊妹，张王继军姊妹。下面一项就是第17的这个我们继续季刊分享，在5月12号截止，请各位弟兄姐妹们欢迎你们投稿。下面还在这个节目单以外，我还有2件事，请各位弟兄姐妹们特别为这个电视广播《天人之间》的节目来，祷告，来支持。寇建明告诉我，他接了很多信。很多听众在湾区里头，现在估计差不多有10万人，差不多有5万人来，因为这个电视台它有个 survey， 有5万个人观看这个中国通报，相当这个效果相当大。就是因为这个节目很有造就性，所以很多来信和打电话要求增加时间，因为这15分钟时间很多人都感觉太短，讲一下就完，所以要增加这个时间。但是因为我们跟电视台现在有这个节目很难安排，我们只有把这件事交托神，交托在祷告中间。希望各位弟兄姐妹为这件事代祷，祈求你们支持。我最后有一件请求，我想跟弟兄姐妹们要一件东西，每家我要一件东西。我要的东西是一个全家的照片，请你每一家拿了一张全家的照片，不管多大什么算都可以。我们因为要想各位弟兄姐妹互相交通认识的更清楚， 我们想用一个大的布告栏把所有你家的照片贴出来，把你的名字写出来，住址电话都写在上，希望假如说您家里找不到，你可以和许弟兄或者 Eric 来联络，他们马上给你拍照啊，好吧，希望我们这件事尽快的把它做好啊。这就是我的报告，下面是热线时间。